Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Doc Farrell. Batting second. The third baseman, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting eighth. The catcher, Arndt Jorgens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jumbo Brown. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Jumbo Brown. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Norman. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norman for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a line drive into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hoog moves to third. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens hits a fly ball into right field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Byrd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jumbo Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 1 in the game. Norman hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jumbo Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Appling. Brown moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive towards third. Larry catches it and throws to first to double up Grubb. Two outs. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 2 in the game. Norman hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive towards first. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norman. Hoag reaches second base with a double. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoag scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jumbo Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norman. Brown reaches second base with a double. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Norman. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Yankees. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-2 in the game. Bird hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bird. Kress reaches second base with a double. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Kerry Self pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hogue takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hogue moves to second. One out. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hogue moves to third. Two outs. Jumbo Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-3 in the game. Norman takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 3 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norman moves to second. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 3 in the game. Swanson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 4 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress juggles the ball. That's an error on Kress. Larry moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 3 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Grubb is hit by the pitch. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Red Faber. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Norman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Fothergill moves to second. It's 3-1, Yankees. Sad Sam Jones pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Jackie Hayes. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. Norman moves to second. It's 3-2, Yankees. Fabian Cowlick pinch runs for Johnny Hodapp. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 4 in the game. Seeds strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.